You know what? The iPad to me is the future of recording interfaces because it's this tactile surface that basically, think about it.
But it's not tactile. It's just flat.
Whatever. So it doesn't have little... I know that they're working on making it so when you touch it, like little ridges raise up. But it doesn't matter.
Really?
Because the point is, the point is like, suppose that someone all of a sudden starts coding like the Pro Tools interface for iPad use so that you can actually change by dragging your finger the EQ settings. I mean, how much more... I mean, that's why we both like control surfaces, because it's
that's true.
Kind of nice to be able to, like, set the pan with your finger, you know, by dialing it instead of having to go with a mouse.
But as far as using the iPad as a surface, you know, my first inclination is like, but there's no knobs, there's no faders. Like, that's the thing I like about the little Mackie thing, is that I can actually grab stuff. But I think that...
Oh, you like to grab stuff.
Yeah, baby. But I think that the touchscreen interface, I think, is going to be the way to go, because... I think that's the way things are going to go. Because if you imagine that the iPad's
like
fairly small.
Everybody's going to be a McDonald's worker, you know, like touchscreen.
Exactly. But even in this setup right here, instead of having that Mackie, which is big and takes up a lot of space and is you know, gives me nice faders and stuff.
Yeah, you've got a multi-purpose
screen. But a screen in between, like I could just put it in between the screen monitor and the keyboard and kind of plop it at an angle. And I can change it to different settings and be like, okay, now I've got faders. Now I've got knobs. You know, like I can scroll through a bunch of different things. And I think it's going to happen. I mean, there's the guy.
It just seems so obvious and so.
Very obvious.
And I think it'll actually really help you with your workflow, because things like getting ridiculously OCD about what, you know, 41 and 40 or just whatever, stuff like that, where it's kind of like, it doesn't really matter. But also just thinking about dragging and dropping plugins, you know, you can, if you can just like, you know, with two fingers, you know, with one finger it moves over and it changes channels. With two fingers, it's copy and move.
It's true.
Know, like stuff
and
like
there's
that.
So many gestures that are built in that you could take advantage of. The whole, like, three-finger swipe, they've got, you know, the twisting thing. You can do all kinds.
This is my hope, though, okay, is if enough of those kinds of things become standardized, then all of a sudden it'll be a lot easier to go from, like, Logic to Pro Tools to Cubase to whatever, because there'll
That's
be a
true.
Certain... like interactivity with the thing that'll be kind of constant across
That's
platforms.
True. That's true. Actually, you could, if you had, because I'm imagining an iPad app, and there is one that my buddy Greg was telling me about that's very customizable, but that you have one page has all faders, or maybe faders with pans at the top of them. One page has like EQs across it. And the thing is, if that was standardized, then it wouldn't matter what program you're working in, whether it's Live or Logic or Pro Tools. You would just be the same, okay, faders, and it has the name of whatever you're working on. You know, each fader would have a little title of the audio on it and the pan on it. And it would be the same across every single one. Then you can just bring your iPad to wherever.
Yeah.
When I first started using the iPhone years ago, that I was like, this definitely seems like the way that computer is going to go. But I think that there's a limit to what it can do. Like, you're still going to need, you know, some tactile things. And the thing is also, one of the things I like about it, one of the problems with the touchscreen stuff is you have to look at it. You can't grab it, you know. Whereas if you have a fader pack or something like that, you can grab it and pretty much know what you're moving. You know, like, okay, you're already looking at the screen because you're working with your audio and stuff, and you're like,
but,
I want to turn this up.
But if you have a page that's specifically the faders, you're not looking at the little waveform. You're just looking at the little plasma meter and the fader. Like, in a way, that's kind of... That actually, okay, so I'm looking at the fader, and but that's like looking at a fader. And I agree with you, it's nice to be able to listen and not... see where your finger is in order to make sure that it's on the right thing.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if it frees up your brain not to have to concentrate so much on visual information just because you're looking at a fader page, because I almost never use the fader page in Pro Tools.
I don't know.
It's pretty much stay in the edit window. And that's partially because I have the
faders,
the faders at my disposal.